Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Executive privilege and other nonsense. Mr. Nadler, it is not nonsense. These are privileges recognized by the Supreme Court of the United States. And to shred the Constitution on the floor of the Senate, to serve what purpose? The Senate is not on trial. The Constitution doesn't allow what just took place.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. How about that? Jay Sekulow there, one of the president's attorneys. And it's now, what, T-minus 3 hours and 50 minutes till all that gets started again in the Senate today. The Senate trial for the president's impeachment sham hearings are going on. Jeff Smith, former Missouri senator, in studio with us this morning.
What's up, Mark? I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm not going to say on air what you claimed you were doing yesterday during this, but needless to say, you were getting some gratification out of it. Is that okay?
I think you pretty much just said it, Mark.
Okay. All right.
Nailed it.
So anyway... what's going on up there is an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. But you're telling me this morning that you want witnesses and you'd even be okay with sleepy Uncle Joe Biden being dragged before the Senate.
I mean, I'm not saying I want witnesses. I'm saying having a trial without looking at evidence and without talking to witnesses. I mean, it's like having a Blues game without a puck. You know, like that's what a trial is. It's and I think... And you know, I try to be as balanced as I can on here, but
really,
but Republicans senators that are saying, you know, we don't even want to know, that is not what innocent people do. If the call was so perfect, if Trump did absolutely nothing wrong over those 6 months, why wouldn't the people closest to him who had firsthand conversations with him, Pompeo, Bolton, Mulvaney, why wouldn't he be thrilled to have them go on and exonerate him? You know, so I think, yes, there absolutely should be witnesses. And if and again, the only way that he could ever exonerate himself, referring to the president, would be to have that army of people who do know best. So I find it, you know, crocodile tears to see McConnell and some others saying, well, you know, you guys haven't proved your case. You know, you come up here in front of us and you say you don't have the evidence yet. And this is a joke. If I got up to prosecute a case, you know, out in America and I wasn't ready, then I would be laughed out of the courtroom. Well, the reason they're not ready, you know, the reason they don't have all the evidence is because of the stonewalling of the White House.
You don't believe that.
Well, I do believe that.
Do you really?
And I think America believes that because the polling this week, Mark, has shown that the Republicans out in the country are very split on this. The numbers are between 59. I saw four polls yesterday, and the numbers were between 59% and 70% of the country thought that we should have witnesses. Republicans in one poll, a slight edge to those who thought we should have witnesses. Other polls, it was about tied. So I think overwhelmingly, I'm not saying all those Republicans think that Trump should be impeached and removed. I am saying I think it's a mistake to not have something approximating
so,
a fair trial. A
couple of things. It's not a traditional trial. And the way the articles of the impeachment proceedings are set up in the Constitution is that it's incumbent upon the House to do those things. The House abdicated its duty in its rush to make this happen. They could have taken 6 months to hold their impeachment inquiry. They could have let the process work its way through court. If there's a question as to executive privilege, challenge it in court, get in the witnesses that you can. It's funny that you Democrats didn't challenge executive privilege when Barack Obama blocked Eric Holder from testifying. He was found in contempt of Congress for it.
You remember that? Yeah,
Eric Holder. Were all for executive privilege then, and now suddenly it's obstruction of justice.
On Fast and Furious, I thought Eric Holder should have testified, and I think that's a fundamental responsibility of the legislative branch, is to oversee the executive branch. So I thought that was shameful when Holden snubbed the Republican
Holder?
Congress.
Yeah.
Well, Holder,
you said Holden.
Me. Yeah.
Don't bring Bob into this.
So, but no, to your point, the House, yes, they did not want to go through a year long fight, potentially. And you know what? It is again hypocritical for McConnell to say, you know what? You didn't have witnesses. You didn't pursue witnesses. You know, you guys screwed everything up in the House, but we can't pursue witnesses in the Senate because it'll take too long
today,
and we don't want to generate destructive precedent. So he's condemning the House for not doing the same thing that he doesn't want to do now.
But it's not. That's not what the Senate portion of this is for. They may call up witnesses or recall witnesses that have already been presented in the House. That's how this thing works. Not that new information is being brought in suddenly, like shocking. We didn't know we needed John Bolton before, but we suddenly need him now. That's not how this thing works.
That's absolutely how this thing works. The House is like a grand jury that's charged. The Senate is a trial that can look at any evidence related to those charges.
But it's not. They didn't do that with Bill Clinton. And here's the thing about it. And you and I talked about that when that was all going on years ago at Channel 4. Here's the thing about it. Hakeem Jeffries. I heard Hakeem Jeffries claim that somehow Donald Trump is 10 times worse than Richard Nixon ever was, or makes Richard Nixon look like a choir boy. That is an admission that you were ignorant of history. The minute this document came into question, the president provided it. He provided the transcript of the phone call. He didn't go erase tapes or alter it or any of that. This is just all hogwash. Can you hang around for a minute?
I'll hang around for a minute.
Let me take a break. There's lots of things. We can talk about Kim Gardner and lots of stuff this morning. 314-241-9797. More with former State Senator Jeff Smith after this.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
It's 8:16 and 24 degrees at 97.1 FM Talk. I'm Denise Schaefer, and here are a few of the local stories we're following this morning. Hundreds of charter school students, parents, and staff members will be at the Missouri State Capitol today for a rally leading up to the National School Choice Week. A plan for Bi-State to take over the Loop Trolley means it would be incorporated into the metro system under a four-year agreement. A St. Louis Aldermanic Committee will hear testimony today on a bill that would prevent domestic abusers from carrying a concealed gun. In sports, Mizzou lost to Texas A&M 66-64 last night. SLU plays at Davidson tonight at 6. It's 8:17 and 24 degrees at 97.1 FM Talk.
Traffic from the Ambassador Floor Company Traffic Center.
This report brought to you by Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning.
The certified technicians I've been told will help you when it's hot and help you when it's cold.
Jerry Kelly can tune up your furnace for $89 tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow. No matter what day tomorrow is.
JerryKelly.com.
Mark Cox here. Join me, Thomas Helbig, Annie Fry, and Dave Glover for the Protecting Your Retirement educational event. It's at the Frontenac Hilton, Tuesday, January 28th at 6:30. There's limited seating. Call now to reserve your space. 855-755-1555. Here's Thomas with more.
Do you know the number one mistake most retirees and pre-retirees are making with their retirement accounts? Did you know if you're 59 and a half or older, you can now roll over your 401k tax-free to an IRA and protect your nest egg from the next market downturn? Do you also know the best strategy to shift from accumulation to income and preservation of assets? You'll get all the answers and more. If you're 59 or older, you don't want to miss this special event. See you Tuesday, January 28th at the Frontenac Hilton at 6:30 p.m.
Join the official financial advisor of my show, Thomas Helbig, along with me, Annie Fry, and Dave Glover at the Protecting Your Retirement educational event at the Frontenac Hilton. It's Tuesday, January 28th at 6:30. Call 855-755-1555 or go online at retirementkey.com.
Traffic from the Ambassador Floor Company Traffic Center.
Things are looking pretty slow on westbound 44 at this hour. If you're headed out of downtown, we've got some road work going on in the left lanes, and it's slow 44 from just about the 55 split past Grand. Eastbound 6440 drivers, some volume through you, for you through Chesterfield Valley. And then again between Lindbergh and Big Bend. Northbound 270 stacked up Gravois through Manchester. Eastbound 364, some volume on either side of 270. Eastbound 70 drivers, a slow go for you right at Lindbergh and a little bit, well, right at 270 and a little bit east of Lindbergh. Then things open up and look fine into downtown. I'm Sue Thomas with traffic on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, it's Transformation Coach Charles D'Angelo. If you're ready to totally change your life this year, listen to my client Jeff talk about how he lost nearly 100 pounds on my coaching program. Here he is on Show Me St. Louis.
What were you thinking when you called Charles?
Well, I was just tired of being tired. I wasn't able to do the things that I used to be able to do because I was carrying along so much more of me.
You were a size 44
That's
in
correct.
The pants?
Yeah, size 44 in the pants and now at 34.
So what about family and friends? What are their reactions to seeing you?
Well, my son said he didn't have a conscious memory of me being anything other than a big guy. So this has been kind of new for him. My wife says I'm the guy that she was dating and married, you know, all those 37 years ago.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And people don't recognize you?
Yeah, that happens too. Yeah. I mean, it happens kind of frequently with people I haven't seen for a couple of years. I can look right at them and recognize them, but they don't know who I am.
That's fun. Well,
it's
you look
different.
Just fabulous.
Schedule your free coaching consultation at charlesdeangelo.com.
Know which way to go. Dependable traffic with Sue Thomas. Driven by Ambassador Floor Company. With 100% employee installation. Experience more with Ambassador Floor. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I would like to have, I'll tell you what I don't like, though. I'd love to have Mike Pompeo testify. But again, that's a national security problem. But I'd love to have Mike Pompeo, but it's a national security problem. I'd love to have Rick Perry. Rick Perry has asked me, I'd love to testify. Please let me testify. Because he knows this is all a hoax. He understands it better than most. And Rick Perry would love to testify. But we're dealing with national security.
There you have it, Jeff Smith, joining me in studio here as we continue the bottom line this morning. He'd love to have these people testify.
Yeah, but, if you but believe you... that, I have some great oceanfront property out in Wildwood to sell you. Rick Perry walked away with his tail between his legs. He resigned at like, not like, hey, I'm going to resign at the end of the year. He resigned like, I'm leaving at 5 o'clock today. Didn't say a word to anybody. Hasn't said a word to the press. If you believe that Rick Perry told Donald Trump, I would love to go testify, seriously, you know, get your head checked.
What's that got to do with anything? So my point here.
I don't
point
know,
here,
you just played the clip.
No. The Rick Perry story, what's that got to do with anything? The point here is, let's say Mark's worst nightmare comes true. Worst nightmare that I could possibly think of. Elizabeth Warren gets elected president of the United States, right? And then the Republicans hold the Senate and the House, and they decide at some point that she's done something that deserves impeachment.
Probably
and then they want to hold
even
her
took office.
In obstruction of no, that's what the Democrats did. They want to hold her. They want to find her for obstructing justice because she wants to use executive privilege to protect the conversation she had with her cabinet members over this issue or that issue. Suddenly, you're going to be in favor of executive privilege again.
I think
now the Democrats are arguing that they're not.
I think there's a legitimate legal conversation to be had over the next few weeks about exactly how broad executive privilege is. I think it was meant to shield people from talking about sensitive national security conversations. And, you know, I think Chief Justice Roberts may end up with some pretty thorny questions that he's going to have to address if we get to that stage. I don't know that we ever will. I think McConnell is trying to make sure we never get to that stage, right? And that we kind of cut it off at the pass by not having any witnesses or really looking at evidence. And he may be able to get that done. But what I'm hearing from a very credible source who talks to, you know, Republican U.S. senators is that there's probably 8 or 9 senators who quietly have been talking, who Republican senators who would like more information. We know about 3 of them, right? Because Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitt Romney have said it on the record. Apparently, there's 5 more kind of shy ones that haven't. Presumably, those are some of the ones who are more electorally vulnerable this fall, like a Cory Gardner, you know, maybe from Colorado in a blue trending state. But I don't know. We'll see. McConnell is a masterful Senate leader. You know, I will give him that. He's put through more judges, I think, than just about any, you know, Senate leader ever has in the first few years of a president's term. And he's basically been a graveyard. He's made the Senate a graveyard for most of Nancy Pelosi's priorities.
Well, of course he has. Thank goodness for that. That's why you've got checks and balances.
But he does. You know, he has done, as I said, strategically. He's a master, and yeah. Being able to keep together all of his caucus for those repeated 53-47 votes yesterday was impressive.
I'll get the last word on this one because it's my show. This process is illegitimate, Jeff. Because in 2017, before he got sworn into office, they started talking about impeachment. And Jerry Nadler was talking about it in 2018, before the Ukraine issue ever even existed. It's been impeachment looking for a cause. And that's why they need to stop this stuff before it goes any further. Now, before I run out of time, let's talk about Kim Gardner for a minute.
Okay.
The lawsuit against the city. Your thoughts on that?
I have mixed feelings about it. I think there is a history of racism within the St. Louis Police Officers Association. We saw the Facebook posts that were disgraceful. I know you're not a big Tony Messenger fan, but his column yesterday or 2 days ago that described the stories of the 2 African-American policemen, one of whom was shot, you know, by a white cop, the other of whom was undercover during the Stockley protests and got beaten to a pulp by white officers, you know, it showed that there are some virulent strains of racism in the department. That said, I thought the suit was overbroad to just kind of blame everybody in racism for everything. I don't think that's what's going on here. I think dozens of attorneys have left the circuit attorney's office, and that's made it very difficult for them to handle, you know, all the things that the police department has forwarded to them and requested be charged. And I think more than anything, the difficulty that the office has had retaining staff is at the root of a lot of the tensions that we're seeing.
Yeah, maybe, you know, but Chief Hayden, as we pointed out, and Jimmy Edwards are African-American the last time I checked. I mean, she's a legend. Everybody's against her, which leads you to believe that you just don't want to admit that you're in over your head in this job. Criminal justice reform can't just be ignoring laws you don't like. You need to change the laws you don't like. You can't just start not prosecuting certain crimes. That seems to be what's happening here. I mean, she's got like a 23% record right now of prosecuting felony cases that are brought to her. That's not helping St. Louis's image.
I mean, we know, I mean, you talk about public safety all the time. You know, I talk about it maybe from a little different perspective of criminal justice reform. But if we don't improve public safety in this region, it's probably the one thing more than anything that holds our region back from succeeding economically. It hurts companies' ability to attract, you know, talent.
Right.
And it hurts the region's ability to attract companies. And so, you know, we've got to figure this out here. We can't keep going on like this.
Are you concerned that like John Solomon, the reporter who filed the Freedom of Information request against Gardner, mentioned you, of all people, in his request to find out if Kim Gardner had any contact with you during the Greitens case? Were you even involved in that issue during the Greitens case?
I'm not concerned about that at all. You know, he's a reporter who's been, I think, discredited on a lot of levels for different things that he's put out there. He's bounced around from place to place over the last several years. So I'm not, but certainly it's going to be interesting seeing what happens with her, you know, her federal lawsuit, and seeing what the implications of that are for the prosecuting attorney's race. You talked about that before we went on. You know, this is all happening in the backdrop of a hotly contested race for her office Mary Pat Carl is a former prosecutor who was a senior leader in the office under Jennifer Joyce. And so I think there's a move among a lot of the Joyce faction to try to sort of, you know, retake the office. And
you can enlighten us here. Did you have any contact with her during the during the Greitens case?
I was not in contact with her.
I just want, I mean, he's maybe he just cast a wide net. He included politicians and people in low income housing tax credit business and, you know, the alleged victim. I mean, a lot of people were thrown into that mix.
Yeah, there were like 20 people or something.
There were 20 people mentioned, including the other Jeff Smith, right, of JS Holdings. So it'll you know, we'll see. It's a sunshine request to make her act on his original request. Like it's a lawsuit that she never responded. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Good to see you, Mark.
You're a good sport.
Yeah. I do my best.
We appreciate that. We appreciate it.
I call it like I see it.
I'm just, as long as you don't, I don't have to play basketball against you, I'm in good shape. We're in good shape. All right. 314-241-9797. My friend Virginia Cruda from the Daily Caller coming in next. We'll get her thoughts on what she watched yesterday in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back.
The first thing that the House managers have done upon arriving finally in this chamber after waiting for 33 days is to say, well, actually, we need more evidence. We're not ready to present our case. We need to have subpoenas and we need to do more discovery because we don't have the evidence we need to support our case. This is stunning. It's a stunning admission of the inadequate and broken process that the House Democrats ran in this impeachment inquiry that failed to compile a record to support their charges. It's stunning that they don't have the evidence they need to present their case. And that they don't really have a case.
Which is the point I was making there to Jeff Smith before he got scared and ran out of here. I'm just kidding. The segment was over. I'm just kidding. Patrick Philbin there, one of the attorneys representing the president. Virginia Cruda joining us in studio right now with, of course, a writer for the Daily Caller. Great to have you in here.
Good
How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Yeah. So yep. You were glued to the TV yesterday like I was because of work, right?
Well, for a lot of it, yeah.
Impressions?
I don't think we learned anything yesterday. I take that back. We did learn that the most recent term the Democrats had poll tested was cover up. Because every one of them cover up. Okay, but see, here's my question. If it is a cover up to refuse to allow witnesses and to refuse to allow certain evidence to be brought before the body, what was it when the Democrats were doing it in the House 33 days ago? I mean, my question, and honestly, you know, I've heard all these different theories about why we delayed 33 days. Delayed 33 days because we want Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders stuck in D.C. instead of on the campaign trail. And that's, you know, it's believable. It makes sense. And then there were some ridiculous ones like they were delayed because Nancy Pelosi needed time to print her impeachment souvenir pens. All those theories floating out there. But I wonder if it wasn't more because they know just how short the attention span is of the average American, and they know just how short their memories are with regard to. So they held this very one-sided impeachment hearings in the House. We all know what was going on. Secret meetings in a skiff. Only certain Republicans are allowed in there. As Trump's attorney, Pat Cipollone, mentioned yesterday, there's still evidence in that skiff that Trump's defense team hasn't even seen because they weren't among the Republicans who were allowed in to see the evidence. So there are members of the team who haven't seen all the evidence the Democrats even have. Not that they have the overwhelming evidence they insist they have, but there's stuff in there that the defense team hasn't even been allowed to look at. Well, they want a normal case. That's not a normal case. You can't withhold evidence from the defense.
It's called discovery, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but I wonder if we're not delayed because they know exactly how long it's going to take the average American to forget just how one-sided it was in the House so that they can stand in front of you and unironically tell you about how one-sided it's going to be in the Senate.
I was stunned to hear we had Thomas Jipping on earlier from Heritage, who's a legal analyst and used to worked in the Senate for 15 years. Mm-hmm. I ask him how long he thinks this is going to take. I mean, technically, I think McConnell could get it over sooner rather than later. Yeah. He said the Clinton impeachment, he reminded me, the Senate portion of it lasted 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And he doesn't see this going any shorter than that.
No, I think they're going to drag it out. They're going to drag it out because every time Adam Schiff can get in front of a microphone and tell you that the Republicans are being unfair, he's going to do it because he has to. That's all he's got.
Right.
And that, and you should, you know, if you think back, I mean, maybe our memories are longer because we pay attention to this, but look back to the House, to when the House was, what did they say about, well, when you have the law on your side, you argue the law. When you don't have the law on your side, you argue the process. What have Democrats been doing for the past 24 hours?
Talking process.
They're arguing the process. Like, we are going to forget that they just said that, you know, just before Christmas. Like, what, are they expecting everyone in America who is paying any attention to this at all to forget everything that happened before January 1st of this year? Like, what happened? If you don't have the law on your side, you argue process. Well, if they're going to say that applied to Republicans when they were doing the House trial or the House hearings, then how is that different from what's going on now?
Yeah, I love that point. Last night, I say last night. It was about 8 hours ago because it was after midnight when this happened. But Jerry Nadler got up and made some disparaging remarks about the Republicans.
Yeah.
Republican lawyer got up and made some disparaging remarks about Jerry Nadler. And then we finally heard from Chief Justice John Roberts,
yep,
who for the most part was pretty quiet yesterday. Let's play that reaction from the Chief Justice, 31.
I think it is appropriate at this point for me to admonish both the House managers and the President's counsel in equal terms. To remember that they are addressing the world's greatest deliberative body. One reason it has earned that title is because its members avoid speaking in a manner and using language that is not conducive to civil discourse. In the 1905 Swain trial, a senator objected when one of the managers used the word pettifogging, and the presiding officer said the word ought not to have been used. I don't think we need to aspire to that highest standard, but I do think those addressing the Senate should remember where they are.
Yeah, there you go. I'd never even heard that word before, but of course that was in the 1700s, right? Yeah. Pettifogging. Interesting. I'm trying to Google it here because I wasn't even sure what it was. It's placing undue emphasis on petty details. Pettifogging attorneys were the bane of civil society's example it gets here. So imagine when that was too outrageous to be mentioned.
I do think it's interesting that he brought up that particular term, considering who was speaking and what they were saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I'm thinking maybe he was sending a message there. I don't know.
That these are petty details. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, CNN did a whole piece on that. Here's what pettifogging means and why Chief Justice John Roberts would say it in the impeachment trial.
Mm.
Maybe he's trying to make a point. You're pettifogging here.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to me that, and you had Jeff Smith in here talking about it earlier, and I know you had people calling in and wanting to make the point too, but this is what has bothered me from the beginning. It bothered me about Kavanaugh. It bothers me about the Mueller report. And it's bothering me now, this idea that the president has to exonerate himself. All of these people talking about we want a real trial, then you should know that is not possible. The defense is not required to, nor is it able to exonerate the person it's defending. The burden is on the House. The burden is on the prosecution. It has to be that way or due process is turned on its head.
That's a good point.
So you cannot demand that the president exonerate himself. You cannot demand that he bring out witnesses to, I mean, in what trial is the defense asked to bring out the witnesses that help the prosecution make their case? No.
Never.
No.
Never. No.
And well, he needs to put on the defense. He needs to bring out these witnesses. No, he does not. If you didn't make your case, he's under no obligation to give you any ammunition. Sorry, but no, not how this works.
And the saddest thing about all of this is that what the attorney told us as well, Jipping, is that there's no such thing as double jeopardy.
No.
So the sad thing about this is the president will be found, you know, not guilty of anything right. in the Senate. And next week, Maxine Waters, or the week after, could reintroduce articles of impeachment, and there could be yet another inquiry that they try to drag out all the way up to Election Day on a separate issue.
They might do it on a separate issue. I don't think they'll do it on this issue because the damage to their mind has already been done because they already have the narrative. They can say, we impeached him, and Nancy Pelosi's right on that point. We impeached him, and that's forever.
And there's nothing he can do about
that. What's going to happen, because they have the ear of so many media outlets, they've impeached him. It doesn't matter what the Senate does, because the new narrative will be, if the Senate had not been biased, then they would have removed him from office. Therefore, we were right to impeach him, and that's the narrative going forward.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need the Senate trial.
Well, thank goodness for the Daily Caller and other publications where you can go get a little bit of good dose of common sense, right?
Right.
That's it. We appreciate you, Virginia.
Sure.
Thank you for coming in.
Absolutely.
Always great to get you in here. 314-241-9797. What say you? What are your reactions? I'll give you a chance to sound off. And, of course, we're going to have a continued coverage of this. It gets underway around a noon central time today. Of course, that's about the time Annie Fry gets on the air, noon to 3, and she's going to have continued great coverage of this Senate trial of Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hi, folks. This is Al Gore. I may be bat crazy when it comes to climate change, but I never miss the Mark Cox Show.
All right, Al, we appreciate you. Thank you
for
that.
As always.
Thanks, Al.
We really do.
Good morning.
We're going to have to get Bill Clinton to call in here again. Give us his thoughts on this impeachment trial, don't you think?
Yeah.
He called us last week. This
he
is
did.
A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I think we should have him on, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize how much fear he lives in with that wife of his, but it's something to listen to when we get him to call in. Hey, you know what? My friend Chad Hansen stopped by the studio. Great to see you, buddy, from Hansen's Tree Service. What's going on?
Oh, not much. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Soon, to be new father to be. Congratulations.
Yeah. A couple weeks out.
I know.
So exciting.
And you know it's going to be a little girl, right?
Yep.
So you got everything all dressed out in pink and all that ready to roll?
8 months ago. Yeah, my wife was on it.
That's exciting, man. That's good stuff. We appreciate that. Appreciate all you do for us. Thank you for that.
Oh, back at you.
Yeah. Are you keeping busy?
Oh, yeah. We're still real busy right now, surprisingly.
Good.
So unseasonably busy for us.
Well, I keep telling people you got great deals right now because it's winter and you want to keep your folks working.
Right. Yeah, we have our winter specials right now, so we're offering 10% off on our tree care services. So now's a good time to get in and give us a call. Have us come out and check out, see if you got any dead branches or decaying limbs, overhanging houses or driveways or anything that could be hazardous. So
that's good. It's good to know. And do you still deliver in mulch in the winter?
Yeah, we still deliver it year round. So if you want it in the winter, we can bring it.
Good, right to the driveway. That's awesome. Do you do topsoil?
We do what's called a super soil.
All right.
Yeah, it's better than topsoil.
I'm going to be talking to you about that in the spring.
Yeah.
I thought you did.
It's a compost topsoil mix.
Oh.
So.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I need that in my backyard. I'm going to have to wheelbarrow it back there. So if you want to help me out with that big, strong back, we
Absolutely.
Can do that, too. That's
Let
awesome.
Me know when.
that's great. Hey, I was thrilled to get the invite again to your Sporting Clay event for your Memorial Foundation for your dad, for Jeff, because, man, he was just not only was he a great guy and a great hunter, and everybody knew what a sportsman he was. You guys, people just didn't know what all he did to give back to the community, and you guys have put this foundation together to continue that.
Right. Yeah, he was involved in a lot of different things, but loved giving back, especially giving back to, organizations that support the things he loved.
Right.
Which would be shooting sports and just outdoor activities in general. So we've been able to support, a lot of different organizations through his foundation. And we enjoy it, and we look forward to continuing to do so.
Well, I know last year it was bird hunting, which mm-hmm. I had a great time doing out there a little further west.
Wild Boar Creek near Herman.
Yeah, it was near Herman. That's it.
Yep.
And this year you've moved it in a little bit closer, and it's going to be a sporting clay event.
starts Saturday morning. What are the details for folks?
Yeah, so this Saturday, the 25th, at Blackhawk Valley Hunting Preserve, I believe we start at 8 a.m. We have breakfast and then a shotgun start at 9. So we'll be shooting 56 clays. We'll have Chick-fil-A for breakfast and Ethel's Barbecue for lunch. So
nice.
you'll be well fed. I like to eat, so we'll make sure that everybody's well fed. But it should be a fun event a little closer into town this year. So hope to get some more people out there. You can check us out on our webpage at jeffhansonmemorialfoundation.com. Or also shoot us an email at jeffhansonmf@gmail.com if you'd be interested in joining the shoot or sponsoring it.
Yeah, still some space to get out there, and all the money goes to the foundation, which supports great causes all over the place. And
absolutely.
It's just fantastic. Thanks for all that you do, and people can also email us down here at the station if you have any questions about this. We'll put a link to it up on our website at 971talk.com.
Great.
Thanks buddy. Hey, good luck with the baby. Congratulations. Outstanding. Stay tuned. Kilmeade with the latest on your impeachment trial coming up.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.